Assessing Revolutionary and Insurgent Strategies. Understanding States of Resistance. W. Sam Lauber, lead author. Contributing authors: Stephen Babin, Catherine Burnett, Jonathan Cosgrove, Catherine Kane, and Theodore Plettner. A production of the United States Army Special Operations Command and the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory. Introduction. The purpose of the Assessing Revolutionary and Insurgent Strategies, or ARIS, project is to produce an academically rigorous yet operationally relevant body of knowledge on insurgency and revolution. This bedrock knowledge includes updated works on underground movements and human factors in the tradition of the Special Operations Research Office, SORO, in-depth historical case studies on contemporary irregular conflicts and analyses of the legal status of participants in resistance. In this vein, the ARIS team has undertaken the disciplined and methodological study of the phenomenon of resistance, seeking to develop analytical tools to facilitate a deeper and more robust agenda for future research. Included in these tools are the developmental states of resistance presented in this paper, as well as a comprehensive conceptual typology of resistance. Together, these conceptual instruments lay the foundation for a science of resistance that will not only support the needs of the Special Forces community, but will also enrich the broader communities of academics and policymakers. The ARIS conceptual typology of resistance unpacks the phenomenon according to its broader attributes in the confines of a formal hierarchy, allowing for the delineation of characteristics and the construction of theories and clarity regarding their applicability. However, a developmental aspect in resistance movements is noted throughout the academic, military, and intelligence literature. Resistance movements are born, grow, mature, escalate, and decline, changing in both shape and character as they progress. For this reason, scholars and analysts have long acknowledged the need to examine these movements not only according to their individual characteristics and behaviors, but also according to their phase in development. By conceptualizing and understanding resistance groups and movements according to their development, analysts can then demonstrate patterns in their characteristics and behaviors with greater theoretical clarity. Numerous developmental theories and frameworks for the examination of resistance movements, and more broadly for social movements, have been proposed since the 1920s. This paper proposes a developmental framework, or phasing construct, derived from this large body of literature to facilitate the rigorous study of resistance movements, as well as demonstrates the construct's analytical utility. After reviewing previous ARIS efforts examining the developmental nature of resistance and presenting this work's objective and methodology, this paper reviews key contributions to the concept of phases in resistance in the legal, economic, political science, and sociological disciplines. The totality of the literature is then brought to bear in a new phasing construct that synthesizes commonalities throughout the disciplines into a single framework. The framework is then used to examine a limited sample of historical cases discussed in ARIS studies, with presentation of a coding methodology and limited analysis to clearly demonstrate its utility in the academic study of resistance.